Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast from Faith Point Church, Auckland, New Zealand. We hope you will encounter God afresh in this week's teaching segment. If you enjoy this podcast and would like to hear more, then you can visit us at www.faithpoint.org.nz. And now for today's message.
So this morning I'd like to talk to us on a subject that I think we're all going to have to get ourselves very familiar with. And that's the subject of finding comfort in difficult seasons. And the reason why we need to, we already see it happening right now. Many people are feeling like this guy here that you see on screen. Many people are feeling like this guy in the world that we live in right now. And it's a challenging time for people. People are feeling overworked. They're feeling pressured. Their relationships are under pressure. And the reality is that in times like this, we need to learn how to find the comfort that God offers us. Comfort is such an important topic when it comes to keeping ourselves fresh, keeping ourselves on track. And this verse in Romans 15 is a great verse. It says, "For whatever things were written before," that's in the Old Testament, "they were written for our learning." So we can dive into the Old Testament. And there's so much we can glean and learn from what was written. Remember, this was spoken before the New Testament was written. And then Paul goes on to say that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, isn't that a beautiful phrase? That through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. You know, every one of us experience seasons of pressure, seasons of difficulty, seasons of pain. I don't believe any life is exempt because of the climate that we live in. You know, even Jesus himself, he said these words, "In the world you will have tribulation." We know that word means trouble, but it's more than trouble. It is the word that denotes incredible pressure coming on all of our lives. So he said, when you're in the world, you're gonna feel the pressure. But he said, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." In other words, he's saying to us, if you stick with me, you're going to overcome as well. And we all know that life is not always sweet. There's lots of things that happen that you don't like, I don't like, things that we wish didn't happen. So what we're looking at today is how to find solutions that work for you in those difficult times. We see marriages go through tremendous seasons of hardship. We know through the pandemic, many marriages were put under pressure, so much so that they were running out of divorce lawyers to cope with the sheer load here in New Zealand. There's, you know, financial setbacks. People suddenly get sick. You know, there's disappointments that happen in our families. Maybe you get criticized at work or criticized by a family member. Some have suffered redundancy. Some lost their businesses in the pandemic. You know, there's betrayals that take place in our lives. We get stabbed in the back by people we thought would never do it to us. And there's just a lot of injustice that is lying around in our country today. And the other good news in the Word of God regarding all this, because this all sounds really bad news, but the Lord promises us this in Psalm 34:19. "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." That's the bad news. But here's the good news. The Lord delivers him out of them all. Amen. And I'm interested today in how the Lord delivers us. I want to know how to find and experience the comfort of God in the midst of stress. You need it and I need it. And this verse that we open with today in Romans 15 says that we can find that through the comfort of the scriptures. And that's not the only way, but that's one of the key ways, and that's the way that we want to focus this message on today, that God has given us the Word of God, and that Word produces specific things in life, teaching, correction, instruction, reproof on how to live. But one of the things here it says is that the Word of God is designed to bring comfort to your life. So we need to learn today how to get comfort from the Word, and understand a little bit about how that works. And, you know, there's a reason we need comfort. We can learn through comfort how to position ourselves to experience and ride through the difficult times of distress. They're here already, But the Bible predicts they're going to get heavier and they're going to get worse. So why do we need comfort? Well, the first thing that I thought of was we need comfort because hurt feelings affect our thinking. And they often cause us to lose perspective. When we're hurt, when we're hurting, we often don't have a true perspective. Our perspective is shonky and wonky. And you remember Elijah, he just had this massive victory of taking out the idols and the 400 prophets, false prophets of Baal. And then word comes to him that Jezebel's after him and she's going to take his life. And just a few hours, he totally lost perspective as he went on the run from Jezebel, this great prophet. And we read in the scriptures that suddenly his perspective has become twisted and he says, I'm the only one that's standing for God. But the Lord reminds him that, Elijah, you're not the only one. There's 7,000 others that I've kept who have remained faithful to me. So what was happening to Elijah, his emotions, his feelings, was distorting reality for him. His pain was distorting reality. And so when you're in pain and I'm in pain, we don't think straight. And one of the things that tends to come out of pain is isolation. And Proverbs 18 verse 1, you see it there on screen, is that he that isolates himself seeks his own desire. So this is the trap and the plan of the enemy. And I'm going to show you today how you can get biblical comfort that addresses the core problem of not just how you're feeling, but the root issue that often happens when you go through pain, and that's becoming isolated. You know, it's great we're online today. We're online because something that we realize together is that we are called to be a community. And our faith is not to be worked out in solitary confinement. Our faith is to be worked out as a community, as a family. It's not just about me, about you. It's not just about God's answers, because many of those answers are provided through the community. And when I hear, you know, the Lone Ranger thing taking place in the body of Christ, when I hear that, you know, it's just me and God. That's all about, that's a fallacy. And when you get into that zone, it's just me and the Lord, nobody else, you're in a dangerous zone. You're in a place of isolation. And when our feelings are hurt and we go through pain, we tend to lose perspective and we need to find the comfort of God. Another reason why is that our own sinful nature leads us to isolate. But not only that, we often look to find comfort in unhealthy ways. Too much chocolate, too much junk food, too much TV. We dip into alcohol, drug use. We're trying to dull the pain through entertainment, getting in wrong relationships. Men have a massive issue. Well, not just men now, it's come out in the data that women are also having issues with pornography. We're trying to dull and get comfort in the wrong areas to dull that pain. You know, there's so many examples in scripture where this sort of thing happened. When Esau's twin brother Jacob stole the blessing off him, the scripture literally says that he sought comfort by plotting to murder his own brother. That's how bad things can be if we don't allow God in to minister to us in those times of isolation and to come out of that isolated place and get back into the place where we're family. So, you know, we do all these things and try and find comfort in these unhealthy ways, but the temporary solution to the problem has now created a new problem. And so, you know, the person who turns to alcohol to comfort themselves, do they feel better while they're drinking? Of course they do. But the next day, they don't feel so good. And if you keep doing that later on, and you continue in that cycle, then you have a massive, you've actually created a problem by trying to deal with the problem with alcohol. That's just one example. So the solution for us is to find the comfort of God. God wants to be our comfort. And the whole nature of God is to comfort us. So we're going to learn this morning how we can turn to him and find comfort in the scriptures. Another reason is simply this, is that, sorry if I go back one screen, Satan, he seeks to separate us and isolate us during these painful seasons of life. He puts the boot in. Basically, He assigns demonic activity to your life because he knows that if he can get you while you're alone, while you're isolated, then he can twist your thinking, he can change your perspective so that you're no longer looking to the Lord for help and looking to God for comfort. And he loves to torment us with loss of hope, depression, anxiety. We don't feel valued anymore, and we just get in this rut. And he tried it on with Jesus himself. You know, when Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, Matthew 4:4 tells us that Jesus sought refuge in the Word of God. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, when the devil tried to get him to turn stones into bread, but he lives by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. In other words, Jesus was finding comfort in the scriptures. And during that time of temptation, when the devil came against him and offered him the kingdoms of this world, it's interesting that Jesus sought comfort through the scriptures, and then he used the scriptures as a weapon against the enemy. So let's remember, again, a man who isolates himself seeks his own desire, and he rages against all wise judgment. You see, if we look at this beautiful verse in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 1, we see something here that is incredible. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. So there's his nature. His nature is not to trample you down into the ground when you're already feeling, you know, powerless and weak, but he's merciful to us. And then it goes on to give us, the word comfort's mentioned 5 times. Look at this. And the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort which we ourselves have been comforted by God. Man, that's, look at that. The word comfort is a standout word in this verse. And so we can see that, you know, the Father, he's a merciful Father. He has deep compassion when we're suffering, when we're under pressure, when we're feeling alone. He doesn't wake up one day and just say, oh, I'm in a bad mood, I'm just going to finish James off today. He's in such a miserable place, I might as well finish him off. No. He shows me mercy. He's merciful. And we know that Jesus was often moved with compassion as he carried out his ministry. And it says in this verse that he's the God of all comfort. And so, you know, biblical comfort means to come alongside, to bring comfort, consolation, to bring understanding. And so biblical comfort has certain things to it that make it work. And that's what we want to see this morning. If God is the God of all comfort, so that whatever situation we find ourselves in, there's one thing that we can guarantee here. God does not change. He's still a God of comfort, and he's still a God of compassion. And because he's compassionate, he feels deeply when you're in distress, when you're feeling isolated, when you're feeling alone, because his nature is the comforter. He wants to come and help you in your distress. Jesus said this. He said, I'm not going to leave you alone. He said, I'm going to send you another comforter, even the Holy Spirit. That was one of the reasons why Jesus had to go and be with the Father, because he knew that when he left the comforter with us, that the Holy Spirit was going to be able to help us in our times of challenge and our times of difficulty. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, this is what God does. He comes in the midst of our painful situations, even when we're responsible for messing up. And that's obviously where mercy comes. And mercy means we get what we don't deserve. We get his love. We get his compassion. We don't deserve it, but he offers it to us anyway. So it's not just about grabbing a verse and, you know, being a parrot about that verse. It's about learning how to experience him personally through the scriptures. And so that's what we're going to look at in our last part of this message, is how we can do that. So, you know, painful experiences are often used by God to deepen our faith and to prepare us to serve others. Did you get that in that verse? That we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. So what happens is that when you experience the comfort of God in the midst of a trying time, God is preparing you to actually come alongside someone else when they're in their pain, when they're in their isolation, and help comfort them through it. Amen. I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send you the comforter. So the comfort of the scriptures, our opening verse again, you know, God's word has been recorded to show us the experiences of other people who have also been through terrible times. You know, I think of King David. You know, he was going through a low point in his life. He'd won so many battles. He was on top of everything, but he got lazy and he got bored. And when he should have been out warring with his army, he was at home on the rooftop and he spied this beautiful woman naked, bathing, and lust took over his life. And he took her, he slept with her. Her husband was one of his main soldiers in his army. She ends up getting pregnant. And it just went from bad to worse in this situation. And in the end, David was culpable of murder. And he had her husband murdered so that he could be with this woman. And this is one of the guys in scripture that says he had a heart, his own very heart was after God. He pursued God with all of his heart. And he went through this terrible time. So we can read these experiences in the Bible. These are real stories about real people. And then we find out that when she gives birth to this child, the child was very, very sick. And they lost the child. You know, people who have lost children, it's just one of the biggest things that you could ever go through in your life, parents who lose a child. And we can see how David comforted himself. We can see, you know, Abraham, he lied about his wife, and then he had a sexual relationship with his concubine, and he just made a huge mess at that part in his life. We can read, these are real stories that we can see how people experience the lows, came out from the lows through the comfort of God and the work of God within his life. It's not just a book of stories, it's about people and it's about their relationship with God. So let's learn from the experience of others what God is like, and let's look at life from God's perspective and change our thinking. You know, you may not be able to change your circumstances today, but you can change the way that you're thinking and you're responding. When your emotions get stirred up, often your thinking gets messed up and you're just the center of your world. But when you get into the Word of God, God will begin to shift your thinking. So you start to see what God is actually doing in the midst of your painful situation. And He brings that comfort, and we can experience the presence and the comfort of God through His Word. And then we can learn to overcome any despair we're feeling. And the goal of that scripture says that we can find comfort through the scriptures to give us fresh hope. And we all need hope within our lives. When you become a person without hope, you become a hopeless person, a person that is not being pulled towards something that they're looking forward to and anticipating in the future. Hopelessness is a massive problem in our world today. And when we experience God's presence and His comfort in the midst of our challenging times, this is what happens. Out of the ashes comes fresh hope, and that's the outcome that takes place. And so we can continue to walk with God, we can continue to persevere in doing what's right, and we can begin to exercise faith in God, as He is a God who stands by His word. He says, I'm not a man that I should lie, but I'm God, I'm faithful, I'm true. And so, you know, that scripture talks about through patience and faith, we can inherit the promises. And often we're not willing to ride out. You know, I can be a very impatient person at times. And I've got to learn just to ride out those times where I just want to see something happen now. You know, I want something to move now. And it's not happening now. But if we're patient, the Bible says that we can inherit the promises of God and we can begin to move forward. So lastly, this morning, I just want a bit of a practical application. Where do we start when we want to be comforted in the scriptures? It's not just about feeling good, but it's about God putting something into you to get your thinking and your faith right. And so it actually requires you to hold on to what God says in spite of the way that you're feeling today. That's a decision. That's something that we've got to make in those distressing times in our life. And so the first place that we can start is that just use scripture verses that you already know. And if you're a new Christian, I encourage you to do what I did. I found a whole lot of some of the finest promises in the Word of God, and I got a little notebook and I began to handwrite out all these verses, and I indexed them. I used an index notebook on the topics, and I wrote all these scriptures, and then I began to memorize them. And so use scriptures that you already know. You know, Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is living and powerful, or living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides asunder between soul and spirit, bone and marrow. It discerns the very thoughts and intents of my heart. That's the Word of God. That was one of the first verses that I began to memorize. And so when I'm feeling like I'm doubting, I go back and I say, no, Lord, this is what your Word is like. It's living. It's powerful. Lord, I just see the Word beginning to work in me. Even though I'm not feeling much right now, I just begin to engage myself. Lord, separate in my life today what's soulish and what's spiritual. And we begin to pray that verse. We begin to live in that verse. Or, you know, here's another example. If we look at the book of Isaiah, a very well-known scripture, we can personalize it, begin to speak it aloud, and picture it in your mind as you're speaking it. So look at these verses from Isaiah, very well known. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And so what I've often done, this verse, when you're feeling tired, exhausted, when you're feeling like you've got no strength, when you're feeling like the energy has gone out of your life, then you can begin to look at Isaiah 40 and look at these verses and you say, Lord, you never get tired. Lord, you never get weary. I'm feeling weary right now. And you promise me in your word that you will give power to those who have no might, and you will increase my strength. Lord, even the young men get faint and they grow weary. But Lord, as I wait upon you today, I thank you that I'm going to renew my strength, that you will cause strength to surge into me. And before long, I'm going to be like that eagle that's flying and soaring on those thermals. Without any effort, I'm going to feel the surge of God within my life. And I'll run again, Lord, and I won't be weary. I'll walk, Lord, and I won't faint. That's how we begin to get comfort from the scriptures. You begin to put yourself in. I begin to visualize that eagle flawlessly, effortlessly soaring on those thermals and seeing the strength of God in that bird. And I'm beginning to see my own life being strengthened by the Spirit of God. So the second thing that we can do is that we can expect the Holy Spirit to quicken a scripture. You're saying, well, where do I start? Well, Jeremiah 15:16, he said this, when your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. Now, Jeremiah is saying he consumed the word. When God began to speak to him, he began to consume it like he was eating breakfast, like he was eating his lunch. He was just consuming that, and joy was returning into his life. And so the Holy Spirit, he's the one who wrote the Bible. He knows where to take you in the Word. He knows where to show you in the Word what you need right now. And so what we need to do is have an expectation in our heart that God is going to speak to us, that the Holy Spirit is going to quicken. That word quicken is an old-fashioned word. That word quicken means to make real or make alive, that the Holy Spirit will quicken to you a psalm, a proverb. You know, two of the most inspirational books when we're feeling and struggling in distress open Psalms and Proverbs and begin to allow God to speak to us. And as you're reading the word, as you're reading a chapter of Proverbs, was what verse is standing out? What verse have you suddenly stopped on that's grabbed your attention? And begin to feed on that verse. Begin to apply it to your inner man. Speak it out over your life. And if nothing's still coming, do a second sweep. Sweep again and allow the Holy Spirit to speak and quicken to you. And lastly this morning, let's look for God in the Bible stories of adversity. There's many of them. You know, you can think of David, Elijah, Samuel, you know, Joshua, Moses. They all experienced incredible adversity. Go to one of the stories and put yourself in their shoes. And just read that story over several times. Picture the story. Inquire. Ask questions. What was this person facing? What were they feeling? How did God respond to them in the middle of them crying out for his help? What can I learn about the Lord and his interactions with men? And turn the story into a prayer. You know, for example, Jonah. Jonah is called to preach to the Ninevites a message of repentance. And what does he do? He turns in the opposite direction. There's rebellion in his heart. There's a resistance to God. Have you ever felt like that? Has God asked you to do something once and you've turned and you've walked in the opposite direction and you've felt the chastening of the Lord when you began to turn and walk in the opposite way? Because that's what will happen to us when we rebel. And so Jonah gets on the ship and you know the story, the storm comes up. They realize that he's the cause of the problem. They throw him overboard. But God in his mercy, we see again the mercy of God sends a large fish to swallow him up and give him the first fully air-conditioned submarine right in the middle of a whale and spits him out on the beach. And this is where Jonah realizes that he needs to be obedient to God. He can't run away. He can't turn from what God's doing. Put yourself in that story and begin to experience what Jonah was experiencing. And this helps us when we begin to go through our own times of tribulation and distress, where we've got to find the comfort of God in those situations, otherwise we're going to sink. So here's some discussion questions for the breakout rooms. If you've got your phones there, you might want to just take a snapshot of those pictures so that you can the leaders can just guide the discussion in the breakout rooms. If you're all here today, I really encourage you to stay and just be a blessing for 20 minutes. I'll just set the settings here for 20 minutes. And here's some of the questions. What is the most difficult part for you to find comfort in God's word? Just be honest with each other today. What's difficult for you? How have you found it a challenge looking for comfort in God's word? Share your experiences. Number two, share a Bible story that has brought comfort to you of more recent times. What is it that God, that you've discovered in the Bible that has brought comfort to you? So number three, why is isolation from God and his people so effective and how can we avoid this? In other words, the devil uses this isolation as a tool to separate us from the family of God, separate us from our brothers and sisters where we can receive strength. And so how can we combat that strategy of isolation? And why don't you take time to pray for one another?